tell me about the lines of communication in between the intelligence community and the military, the state of them after 9/11, and what the evolution has been up until now when we saw this information sharing success story yesterday.
Sure. I think that basically one can conclude that information sharing today is at a higher state of sophistication than it was then. But the question is always, is it enough? And I think in this recent case of Osama bin Laden, are we better today than 9/11? I think there are five principal reasons. One, we've got organizations and councils that are dedicated to this. Two, we've got strategies. Three, we've taken to, we call it hostage sharing. You know, when people from one organization move to another organization and share cultures, technology has helped in that, and then policies that both the last administration and this administration have put in place have all helped improve information sharing today.
Well, talk about that culture. The major cultural element that you and I have talked about before has been the transition from need to know to need to share. Is that still your view that that's the major cultural shift, or are there other elements too culturally that go beyond some of the technology and policy stuff?
Well, I think that is still the major cultural element, and it's because I think we've wrongly pitted information sharing as being the enemy of needing to share. And I think we've got a real world, very internationally important event that just occurred, which said that information sharing can be done that takes care of operational security. It's apparent to me that our intelligence, military, and folks in the executive branch were extremely successful at not only information sharing, but protecting the operational security requirements around the operation.
There are a number of observers in the wake of the WikiLeaks situation that suspected or feared, I guess would be a better word, that information sharing in government, among especially in the intelligence community and the agencies, would not disappear, but be much more difficult, be much more laborious. Is it fair to say that this demonstrates that hurdle has been overcome, or is there still, do you think, maybe some residual resentment might be too strong a word, but suspicion maybe of how this information should be passed around?
Well, I don't think it's ever going to absolutely go away, because there's always that weak part of the human personnel security business. The element of an insider who has gone bad is always a fear, should always be a fear, and I think will never ever go away. And so the element is how stringent do you make information sharing hurdles amongst the 99.9999% of folks who are doing it for the right reason, in order to protect against the 0.0001% of those who have other things in mind.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that a lot of people have remarked about in the wake of this event yesterday is exactly the fact that nobody seemed to have any idea other than the exact people who were supposed to know about this event taking place. What does that tell you about the possibility of keeping that information where it's supposed to be moving forward?
Well, I think this is definitely a billboard for saying this is how you do it. See, this is a joint operation. You know, if you think about it, they talked about it being CIA-led, using military forces, predominantly the Navy SEALs. And if you think about it, this joint operation proved the four elements, or what I see as the four elements that are great for joint operations. Operational security and information sharing worked hand in hand. There's intelligence in depth. We have indication that we harvested intelligence over a long period of time and connected several disparate dots together. And so that's what I mean by intelligence in depth. There was an element of actionable intelligence, the time element, in that it was the relevant was brought forward at the right. And then something that a lot of people overlook is the information sharing that occurs during execution. You cannot pull off an operation of this magnitude in this kind of hostile environment and not have any friendly casualties without a tremendous amount of information sharing during execution.
That element of it is quite stunning, quite frankly, that we were able to do this mission. The United States was able to do this mission without losing any life. And General Myros, I appreciate you being here to talk about the information sharing component of this operation yesterday. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank you, Francis.